Hayem Yem Aleph Nissen. Kol Achele Sheinem Yom Tachnun. The entire month of Nissen, we do not say Tachnun, as explained in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, that because the majority of the month comes out to be holidays, the first 12 days were the days of the renewal of the Mishkan and all the Nesim. Every tribe, each one had his day to bring the Korbanos for the renewal, so it was his Yom Tov. Erev Pesach is also a day of Yom Tov, because that's the day we all bring the Korban Pesach. Then we have the 8 days of Pesach. So the 12 first days, and then the 9 days of Pesach and Erev Pesach, they comprise the majority of the month of Nissan. So since the majority of the month of Nissan are holidays, so we do not say Tachnun the entire month. After we say the Nosi, the first 12 days of the month of Nisan, we read the Nosi of that particular day, whoever brought the Korbanos for the renewal of the Mishkan. After that, we say the Yerotzen as published in the Siddur Teiro Eir. Now, this is important to note, because in the Alter Rebbe's original Siddur, there was no Yerotzen. This Yerotzen says that if I am from that particular tribe, that it was their day, I should get all the blessings and all the godly lights associated with this day. And the Alter Rebbe said that it wasn't there. The Siddur Teiro Eir, which was published by the Shar HaKollel, he has the Yerotzen published there. But Reb Chaim Noah, he writes that he heard from Reb Yisrael Nevle. And similarly, Reb Yankiv Lando argued that he heard from the Rebbe Rashab, that he was upset about the Shar HaKollel, why he inserted the Yerotzen. He held that you should not say the Yerotzen. So the Rebbe establishes here that we do say the Yerotzen as it is published in the Siddur Teiro Eir. V'gam Kehanim Ulvim Emrim Meiso. And also Kehanim and Levim say this Yerotzen. So here the issue is, of course, since Kehanim and Levim, they know from which tribe they come, and they are definitely not one of those 12 tribes that sacrifice the Korbanos on any one of those days. And in the prayer you say, if I am from one of those tribes, so Shevet Levi, which includes Kehanim, shouldn't say it. So the Rebbe says that we do say it. Adeni Yovi Meiri V'Rabbi Tziva L'Gisei Arav Meishe Hornstein HaKoyen Leimar HaYerotzen She'achanan Nosi. My father, the Rebbe Rashab, instructed his brother-in-law, Reb Meisha HaKoyen Hornstein, that he should say the Yerotzen after the Nosi. And he was a Koyen. V'omale, and he told him, Ki'afilu Koyen V'Levi Tzorich L'omre, that even a Koyen and a Levi should say it, Ki'ze Shayech Li'ibur, because this belongs to the impregnation of souls. So here we clearly have a contradiction of what other Chassidim said, that the Rebbe Rashab did not supported. Here the Rebbe Rashab did instruct his brother-in-law to say the Yerotzen. So Reb Yankiv Lando was trying to argue with the Rebbe and say that the reason the Rebbe instructed his brother-in-law is because he was not a Lubavitcher, but your average Lubavitcher Chosid, we do not say it. So the Rebbe argues that the Friedrich Rebbe approved of it. He made no differentiation, not a Lubavitcher, yes a Lubavitcher. This is definitely how it remains. Perhaps there were situations that changed on this matter. Now, about the impregnation of souls. The Rebbe says, when you're saying that if I am from this tribe, I am only from one tribe. If you don't know, then you have a doubt. But still, when you're saying every day, if I am from this tribe, it would come out that 11 days, you're for sure not from that tribe. So why is it that you could say it? So the Rebbe says, this is the idea of the impregnation. Because we are all united, we are all one. We all take from one another, we all benefit one another. As the Rebbe explains, the impregnation allows one soul to help the other. And the Rebbe also explains, the whole idea of korbanos, the public korbanos, the public sacrifice, is for the public and everyone is included. And we're talking about the renewal of the Mishkan and the Mizbeach. So this belongs to everyone. So then the question is the other way. If you're saying that we all belong to all tribes, why do we say, if I am from this tribe, what's the difference? You are for sure, you belong somehow through impregnation or some other way. So the Rebbe says, at the end of the day, if you can get your channels for all the blessings directly to the tribe you belong to, you definitely prefer that and you want to take advantage of this also. It's important to note that this whole concept of saying the Nesi'im with the Yerotzen became of prime importance by the Rebbe, and he commented a lot on this, and he pushed for it, as we find in the early years that the Rebbe wrote to Reb Chaim Noeh, that when he saw, he wrote about the customs of Chabad before Pesach, about the Nesi'im, but he did not include that the Friedrich Rebbe says that you should also say the Yerotzen. And he thinks it's important that you have to publicize this, so all of Chabad should be with the same custom, and we should not have two different camps, some who say it and some who don't say it. And another point, that was in the later years where the Rebbe spoke about this minig of saying the Nesi'im, and he highlights that in Shulchan Aruch the Alter Rebbe brings the minig of saying the Nesi'im, but he does not bring the Yerotzen. In the Siddur, he doesn't bring the Nesi'im at all. The Nasi and Yerotzen was added in the Sidurim of Teiro Eir and Tilis Hashem. However, the Rebbe says, there was a weakening in this minig, and therefore you have to strengthen it in a way that it is more stringent and more beloved to the love of a minig Yisrael, as explained in Likut HaTorah about the minig of Akofas of Simchas Torah, that a minig is more beloved even than a din. And I would dare say, perhaps, this was one of the Rebbe's ways to strengthen our connection to the Nesi'im, to the Rabbeim who lead us.